It is Morning Edition from Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. Well, dozens of new laws go into effect today, including one that Oklahoma beer brewers consider a major victory.
It's Wednesday morning, and Garrett Ritzky has a plastic graduated cylinder in front of him.
Your temperatures have to be spot on, your volumes have to be spot on. There's a lot of science behind it all.
Except he's not in a laboratory.
Today we're brewing Big Jim Oak, which is our next seasonal to be released. It's a robust porter.
Ritzky works at Marshall Brewing Company, Tulsa's first, and for now only, strong beer brewery. Today is one owner Eric Marshall has been looking forward to since the brewery opened in mid-2008. The day he can start offering samples of his beers, something Oklahoma wineries have been able to do with their products for years.
When we started, we were kind of told, yeah, that's great, but you're going to have to get the law changed before you can do that.
Changing the law hasn't been easy for Marshall, even with having a brother who's an attorney to draft the legislation. State Representative Seneca Scott, a Tulsa Democrat, introduced a version last year. It got through committee on a 13-1 vote, but House leaders didn't bring it to the floor. This year, Marshall found an unlikely ally to introduce the legislation, which became House Bill 1341.
I'm not a big beer guy.
That's State Representative Glenn Mulready, a Tulsa Republican. His campaign website describes him as a church and family man who's 100% pro-life and supports Arizona's tough approach to immigration. That seems like a recipe for stiff opposition to free beer samples, but to him, House Bill 1341 isn't about alcohol.
It was more of a business and economic development issue than anything.
According to the Beer Institute, a lobbying organization for the beer industry, Oklahoma had 13 active breweries in 2012. Those 13 breweries supported 70 jobs, paid more than $2 million in wages, and contributed $12.5 million to the state's economy. Mulready also has his eye on tourism dollars.
The foodies is what that group is called more, where they travel for food items, but as well, they travel to some of the different breweries.
While it's difficult to attribute specific numbers to beer tourism, research suggests it's alive and well. A study last year out of the University of North Carolina found 38% of that state's brewery visitors were tourists, most of them college-educated with full-time jobs. Half of those tourists made $80,000 a year or more. Still, this year's bill had its opponents. It came to the House floor on February 26th, where Representative Mike Ritz, a Broken Arrow Republican, spoke against the seemingly incongruous legislation.
People that have 3 DUIs will lose their vehicle. Now we're putting hard beer available to people to go out and potentially drive.
But a little bipartisan support got the job done. Wade Ruslow, a Democrat representing parts of Wagner County, put it into terms even the most God-fearing legislator might understand.
It was good enough for Jesus to take 6 very large containers and turn from water to wine after his mom got his attention and told him to do it. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree, and as I understand the story, there were then free samples after that.
Which brings us back to today, where in a few hours, Eric Marshall can start offering up to 12 ounces of samples per customer at the custom-built wood bar in his brewery's tasting room.
We're excited that people get to come, take a tour, see where the beer is made, meet the brewers, and really have the experience with the product that they're drinking.
And those brewers, including Garrick Ritzky, are eager to tell you about what they consider the best job they could have. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.